Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello again, and welcome to another Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. And welcome to the second programme in our series of Gems from My Jewel Box. Just like some people keep their jewellery in a jewel box, I keep a collection of anything inspirational which I've come across or even think up myself. I've kept notebooks of such gems ever since I was 16 years old. In other words, for nearly half a century. How time flies. And inspirations would also fly if we don't capture them and collect them. So here, for your benefit, are some wonderful writings, and music too, distilled from all these years of collecting gems for my jewel box. I hope you find them inspirational. So how are you today? Feeling good? Feeling 101% perhaps? Some folk get annoyed with the expression 101%. Because mathematically you can't get 101%. Well, hang on. Maybe I can prove that we can get 101%. Listen to this reading, which I found in a church magazine. The beauty of mathematics and the love of God. Take a look at this, 101%, from a strictly mathematical viewpoint. What does it mean to give more than 100%? Ever wonder about people who say, you must give 101%? Well, here's a little mathematical formula that might help to answer how that can be possible. If you take the letters of the alphabet, A to Z, and give each one a number value, with A being worth 1, B 2, C 3, and so on, down to Z 26, then the word hard work adds up. H is 8, A is 1, R is 18, and so on, adds up to 98%. The word knowledge, if you add up the value, comes to 96%. The word attitude comes to exactly 100%. Then look how far the love of God will take you. Love of God, L is worth 12, O 15, and so on, comes to 101%. Therefore, one can conclude with mathematical certainty that while hard work and knowledge will get you close, and attitude will actually get you there, it's the love of God that will put you over the top and help you to reach 101%. You can share that with some people. Here's another reading which I quite like. It's a prayer. Dear God, so far today, I've done all right. I haven't gossiped. I haven't lost my temper. I haven't lied or cheated. I haven't been greedy, grumpy, nasty, selfish, or overindulgent. I'm very thankful for all that. But in a few minutes, Lord, I'm going to get out of bed. And from then on, I'm probably going to need a lot more help. Amen. Here's a song from John Denver, a lovely expression about the highs and lows of life. He says, some days are diamonds and some days are stones.
When you asked how I've been here without you, I like to say I've been fine, and I do. But we both know the truth is hard to come by. And if I told the truth, that's not quite true. Some days a diamond, some days a stone. Sometimes a hard time, Some days a diamond, some days a stone. Now the face that I see in my mirror, more and more, is a stranger to me. More and more I can see there's a danger in becoming what I never thought I'd be. Some days a diamond, some days a stone. Sometimes a hard time won't leave me alone. Sometimes a cold wind blows a chill in my bones. Some days a diamond,
now there's a gem of a song. They say that diamonds are forever, but unfortunately we human beings age and wither a bit. But then we look forward to living forever in heaven. It's just the bit in the middle, the aging process, that we grudge a little. But we manage to pull ourselves together and put on a face to meet the faces that we meet, to quote the poet T.S. Eliot. Here's a poem to that effect. There's nothing the matter with me, I'm as healthy as can be. I have arthritis in both my knees, and when I talk with a wheeze. My pulse is weak and my blood is thin, but I'm awfully well for the shape I'm in. Arch supports I have for my feet, or I wouldn't be able to go on the street. Sleep is denied me night after night, but every morning I find I'm all right. My memory's failing, my head's in a spin, but I'm awfully well for the shape I'm in. The moral is this, as my tale I unfold, that for you and me who are growing old, it's better to say I'm fine with a grin than to let folks know the shape we're in. How do I know that my youth is all spent? Well, my get up and go has got up and went. But I don't really mind when I think with a grin of all the grand places my get up has been. Old age is golden, I've heard it said, but sometimes I wonder as I get into bed, with my ears in the drawer and my teeth in the cup, my eyes on the table until I wake up. Ere sleep overtakes me, I think to myself, is there anything else I could lay on the shelf? When I was young, my slippers were red. I could kick my heels right over my head. When I got older, my slippers were blue. But still I could dance the whole night through. But now I am old, my slippers are black. I walk to the store and puff my way back. I get up each day and dust off my wits and pick up the paper and read the obits. If my name is still missing, I know I'm not dead. So I have a good breakfast and go back to bed. Here's a few suggestions of hymns for the silver citizens, like The Old Rugged Face. Precious Lord, take my hand and help me up. It is well with my soul, but my knees hurt. Nobody knows the trouble I have seeing. Amazing grace, considering my age. Just a slower walk with thee, or count your many birthdays, name them one by one. Go tell it on the mountain, but speak up. Give me that old-timer's religion. Blessed insurance. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, I can't remember where I part. Here's Charlie Lansborough singing about growing old.
I'm out of step with the world of today, so I keep being told. I'm still fighting my selfishness, I guess I'm growing old. Don't wanna hurt nobody, I wanna be as good as I can. I wanna be a friend to the friendless, a clean living kind of a man. And I'm told that's a sign of growing old. I wanna shake off the shackles of greed and overcome its hold. The world keeps telling me, grab what you can. I must be growing old. Though I don't hurt nobody, I wanna be as good as I can. I wanna be a friend to the friendless, a clean living kind of a man. And I'm told that's a sign of growing old. Against the tide, I still believe love is the purest gold. It keeps my heart young as the morning, although I'm growing old. Don't wanna hurt nobody, I wanna be as good as I can. I wanna be a friend to the friendless, a clean living kind of a man. And I'm told that's a sign of growing old. And I'm told that's a sign of growing old.
That's a sign of growing old.
Guess I'm growing old.
You are listening to the Holy Half Hour on 3TFM. We're looking at gems from my jewel box, and at the moment we're thinking about growing old. Here's a reading. Imagine an old lady speaking. Did you know that old folk are worth a fortune? They've got silver in their hair, gold in their teeth, stones in their kidneys, lead in their feet, and gas in their stomachs. I've become a little older since I saw you last. Frankly, I've become a frivolous old girl. I'm seeing five gentlemen every day. As soon as I wake up, willpower helps me to get out of bed. Then I visit John. Next it's time for Mr. Kellogg, followed by the refreshing company of Mr. Tetley, or my other friend who I just call by his initials, PG. Then comes someone I do not like, Arthur Wrightus. He knows he's not welcome, but he insists, and what is more, stays for the rest of the day. He doesn't like to stay in one place at a time, so he takes me from joint to joint. After such a busy day, I'm really tired and glad to go to bed with Johnny Walker. What a life. Oh yes, I'm flirting with Alzheimer. The minister called the other day and said at my age I should be thinking of the hereafter. I told him, oh, I do all the time. No matter where I am, in the bedroom, kitchen, sitting room or even garden, I stop and ask myself, now what am I hereafter? Now here's a reading entitled We Are Survivors. For those born before 1940. We were born before television, before penicillin, polio shots, frozen food, plastic, contact lenses, DVDs, frisbees, the pill. We were before radar, credit cards, split atoms, laser beams, ballpoint pens. Before dishwashers, tumble dryers, electric blankets, air conditioners, drip-dry clothes, and before man walked on the moon. We got married first and then lived together. How quaint can you be? We thought fast food was what you ate in Lent. A Big Mac was an oversized raincoat, and a crumpet we had for tea. We existed before house husbands, computer dating, dual cars, when a meaningful relationship meant getting along with cousins, and sheltered accommodation was where you waited for a bus. We were before the daycare centres, group homes and disposable nappies. We never heard of FM radio, MP3 players, computers, artificial hearts, mobile phones, yogurt, or young men wearing earrings. For us, time-sharing meant togetherness. A chip was a piece of wood or a fried potato. Hardware meant nuts and bolts, and software wasn't a word. Before 1940, made in Japan meant junk. The term making out referred to how you did in your exams. Stud was something that fastened a collar to a shirt, and going all the way meant staying on a double-decker to the bus depot. Pizzas, McDonald's and instant coffee were unheard of. In our day, cigarette smoking was fashionable. Grass was mown, coke was kept in the coal house, a joint was a piece of meat you ate on Sundays, and pot was something you cooked in. Rock music was a fond mother's lullaby. El Dorado was an ice cream. A gay person was the life and soul of the party and nothing more, while AIDS just meant beauty treatment or help for someone in trouble. We who were born before 1940 must be a hardy bunch when you think of the way in which the world has changed and the adjustments we've had to make. No wonder we get so confused and there's a generation gap today. Julie Andrews sang a great song at her birthday concert in Manhattan's Radio City Music Hall. Julie changed the lyrics herself, and it's quite a laugh, mocking getting older. Unfortunately, we haven't got Julie Andrews here to sing it. But even better, we have my wife, Patricia Noble, to stand in for her.
Botox and nose drops and needles for knitting, Zimmers and handrails and new dental fittings, bundles of magazines tied up in string. These are a few of my favorite things. Walking sticks and cataracts, hearing aids and glasses, Polydent and Fixodent and false teeth in glasses, pacemakers, golf carts and porches with swings. These are a few of my favorite things. When the bladder leaks, when the bones creak, when the knees go bad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. Hot tea and crumpets and corn pats for bunions, no spicy hot food or food cooked with onions, bathrobes and heating pads, hot meals they bring. These are a few of my favorite things. Back pain, confused brains, and no use for sinning. Thin bones and fractures and hair that is thinning. And we won't mention our short shrunken frames when we remember our favorite things. When the joints ache, when the hips break, when the eyes grow dim, then I remember the great life I've had, and then I don't feel so bad.
Here's a very moving, famous poem by an elderly patient to her nurse. What do you see, nurses, when you see? What do you see, nurses? What do you see? What are you thinking when you look at me? A crabbed old woman, not very wise, uncertain of habit, with faraway eyes, who quite unresisting lets you do as you will, with bathing and feeding the long day to fill. I'll tell you who I am as I sit here so still, as I move at your bidding, as I eat at your will. I'm a small child of 10 with a father and mother, brothers and sisters who loved one another. A bride now at 20, my heart gives a leap, remembering the vows that I promised to keep. At 25 now, I have young of my own, who need me to build a secure, happy home. At 50, once more babies play around my knee. Again we know children, my loved one and me. Dark days are upon me, my husband is dead. I look at the future, I shudder with dread. My young are all busy with young of their own, and I think of the years and the love that I've known. The body, it crumbles, grace and vigour depart. There is now a stone where I once had a heart. But inside this old carcass, a young girl still dwells. And now and again my battered heart swells. I remember the joys, I remember the pain, and I'm living and loving all over again. I think of the years, all too few, gone too fast, and accept the stark fact that nothing can last. So open your eyes, nurses, open and see, not a crabbed old woman. Look closer, see me. And a wee while later, a nurse wrote a reply in the same vein. What do we see, you ask? What do we see? Yes, we are thinking when we look at you. We may seem hard when we hurry and fuss, but there's many of you and too few of us. We'd like far more time to sit by you and talk, to bathe you and feed you and help you to walk, to hear of your lives and the things that you've done, your childhood, your husband, your daughter, your son. But time is against us. There's too much to do, patients too many and nurses too few. We grieve when we see you so sad and alone, with nobody near you, no friends of your own. We feel all your pain and know your fear, that nobody cares now your end is near. But nurses are people with feelings as well, and when we're together you'll often hear tell of the dearest old gran in the very end bed, and the lovely old dad and the things that he said. We speak with compassion and love and feel sad when we think of your lives and the joy that you've had. When the time has arrived for you to depart, you leave behind an ache in our heart. When you sleep the long sleep, no more worry or care. There are other old people, and we must be there. So please understand if we hurry and fuss. There are many of you and too few of us. Here's Roger Whittaker, looking back over the past two.
Is this the little girl I carried? Is this the little boy at play? I don't remember growing older. When did they? When did she get to be a beauty? When did he grow to be so tall? Wasn't it yesterday when they were small? Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly flow the days. Seedlings turn overnight to sunflowers, blossoming even as we gaze. Sunset, sunrise, sunset, quickly fly the years. One season following another, laden with happiness and tears.
Well, our time too on the Holy Half Hour is nearly up. I hope you've enjoyed dipping into my collection of gems of inspiration. Maybe we'll do it again soon. In the meantime, I leave you with this last jewel in my collection, followed by a benediction and a musical blessing by John Rutter. So bye for now. This is a child's view of thunderstorms. A little girl walked to and from school daily. Though the weather was questionable that morning and clouds were forming, she made her daily trek to school. As the afternoon progressed, the wind swept up along with the lightning. The mother of the little girl was quite concerned that her daughter would be frightened. She also feared the electrical storm might harm her child. So full of concern, the mother got into her car and quickly drove along the road to the child's school. As she did, she saw her little girl walking alone. At each flash of lightning, the child would stop, look up, and smile. More lightning followed quickly, and with each, the little girl would look at the streak of light and smile. When the mother drew up alongside the child, she lowered the window and called, "What are you doing?" The child answered, "I'm trying to look pretty. because God keeps taking my picture. Here's a benediction. May you have enough happiness to keep you sweet, enough trials to keep you strong, enough sorrow to keep you human, enough hope to keep you happy, enough failure to keep you humble, enough success to keep you eager, enough friends to give you comfort, enough wealth to meet your needs, enough enthusiasm to look forward, enough faith to banish depression, enough determination to make each day better than yesterday.